From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The 112th Congress is in session with John Boehner elected as Speaker of the House as the Republican majority takes over there. Cheers erupted on the House floor as the veteran Ohio lawmaker took the Speaker's gavel from Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new Speaker. God bless you, Speaker Boehner.
Boehner, for his part, told House colleagues that lawmakers can no longer just kick the can down the road, as he put it. He says voters want an end to, as he termed, business as usual. Democrats, meanwhile, continue to control the Senate, even as Republicans now rule the House. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, Senate Democrats have essentially stopped the clock on the first day of their new session to try to push through key rules changes over the next few weeks.
Democrats contend it takes just 51 votes the first day of the Senate's in session to change that chamber's rules, as opposed to the 67 votes normally required. Democrats want more restrictions on the use of the filibuster, so Majority Leader Harry Reid is keeping the Senate technically as if it were in its first day while he tries to reach a deal on rules changes.
These rules are central to the Senate, but they're not sacrosanct. Senate procedure and cloture rules have changed since this institution was founded at the beginning of this country.
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says no rules changes are needed.
It's my hope that our friends on the other side will put aside their plans, respect the rules of the Senate, and more importantly, the voice of the people those rules are meant to protect.
No Senate votes are expected before January 25th. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The White House is largely dismissing Republican threats to try to repeal the administration's health care overhaul bill, saying that even if such a measure makes it through the House, it will not clear the Senate and hence not reach President Obama's desk. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs made the comments today at a press briefing. He did not say when the president will deliver a major policy speech defending the health care law. The Obama administration will soon be getting a new mouthpiece. NPR Scott Horsley reports White House spokesman Robert Gibbs is stepping down next month.
Robert Gibbs has worked for Barack Obama since his days as a Senate candidate. And for the last 2 years, Gibbs has been a near daily presence in the White House briefing room. Gibbs, who has a young son, will continue to advise the president after he leaves the West Wing next month, but he'll no longer have to keep the grueling schedule dictated by the 24-hour news cycle.
It's time to take a little break. There's a little boy who probably needs a ride to school every now and then.
Gibbs is one of several high-ranking administration officials who are stepping down in what he describes as a normal process of attrition. No replacement for the press secretary has been named yet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Some stronger-than-expected private sector jobs numbers out today gave Wall Street a lift. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 31 points to close at 11,722. The Nasdaq gained 20 points. The S&P 500 was up 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. A government watchdog group is blasting the Internal Revenue Service, charging the agency with going after struggling taxpayers in the midst of a recession by increasing the number of liens the agency has put in place against people who owe back taxes. The IRS filed nearly 1.1 million liens in the budget year ending in September, a 14% increase over the previous year. The IRS, for its part, has maintained liens are only filed against property owners after numerous other options have been exhausted. Two administrators were shot Wednesday at an Omaha high school. Katie Knapp Schubert from member station KIOS reports the shooter was the son of a local police official.
17-year-old Robert Butler Jr. walked into the office at Millard South High School just before 1 p.m. and shot Principal Curtis Case and Assistant Principal Vicki Casper. Butler was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound a short time later. Police Chief Alex Hayes says Butler was the son of an Omaha police detective.
We currently are speaking with him, and we have an officer assigned to help him with any needs that he may have as far as his mental state goes. So we'll be continuing to look at that and see what kind of issues were going on with Robert Butler.
Butler Jr.'s motive isn't known. For NPR News, I'm Katie Knapp Schubert in Omaha.
Jobs-cutting axe is being wielded by giant BJ's Wholesale Club. The company, which is a potential takeover target, says it will shutter three of its stores in the Atlanta area, another in Sunrise, Florida, and in Charlotte, North Carolina later this month. Store closings are expected to result in the loss of 380 jobs. The company says it will also cut 114 corporate-level positions, including 61 at its corporate headquarters. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.